BP is one of Britain's largest companies. Its founders began oil explorations in modern-day Iran more than 100 years ago. Now it operates in 80 countries around the world. Jeremy Batson Carr is head of research at stockbroker Charles Stanley. He says BP has become a global company.
BP is a British company, but it is a multinational company as well. You know, it owns substantial businesses in the United States. It has substantial assets in Asia and in Russia. So it is an extremely important global company.
But as tens of thousands of barrels of oil continue to flow daily into the Gulf of Mexico, killing wildlife, damaging the environment, and ruining livelihoods, the company is suffering as well. BP has already spent over $1 billion on the cleanup operation. That sum pales in comparison to the planned $20 billion fund to compensate victims of the disaster. And the company's reputation is in tatters. U.S. Congress has accused BP of taking shortcuts that raised the risk of disaster and of being dishonest about the scale of the problem. Even before this oil leak, BP's safety policies were in doubt in the United States following major accidents in Alaska and Texas in the past decade. And now, many Americans say they have had enough. Batson Carr says it's unclear if BP is strong enough to sustain this double blow to its bank balance and its reputation.
I don't know. At this stage, nobody knows whether BP will be forced to be broken up, whether it might actually end up being so weakened that it falls into the arms of somebody else. My suspicion is, at this moment in time, that won't happen. But there is a lot of uncertainty, and of course that is manifest in the share price, which has lost about 40% of its value over the course of the past 6 or 7 weeks.
With BP's value almost cut in half, it's not just the people at the top who will be hit, says Alan Smith, chief executive of financial planning firm Capital Asset. He says it's worrying for the millions of Britons who are invested in the company.
BP is hugely important to the British economy in general, and particularly to private investors and members of pension schemes, most of whom have got exposure to BP due to their size as an institution. So their shares tend to be very widely owned and widely held.
Under pressure from U.S. President Barack Obama, BP bosses have decided not to pay out dividends to their shareholders this year. Smith says many people may depend on those payments.
How that affects the individual who owns BP shares and relies upon those to generate income means they're not going to have any income at all during this month. Let's hope that is a short-term, temporary situation, and that BP will revert to paying their dividends out again in full.
And he says it's not just Britons whose bank balance may suffer.
Although it is quoted on the London Stock Exchange and is generally perceived to be a British company, BP is definitely much more an international company of huge importance to the American economy and to American employees. BP actually, when they merged with Amoco some years ago, the profile of the employees within the organisation changed significantly, and now for every British employee of BP, there are 2.5 Americans working for BP.
But back in the Gulf of Mexico, the oil is still gushing out, and until BP finds a way to stem the flow, no one can estimate the full effect of this disaster on BP, its shareholders, or employees. Shayla Hennessy for VOA News, London.